Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. This is a continuation of the story of the 17-year-old girl recovering from flu pandemic. She said, "Never have I seen stars as close. Never have I seen as many. The moon was special too. One night, when it was a full moon, I decided I would like to row on the lake in the moon's path, and that is exactly what I did. I had one of the most wonderful experiences, not a sound to be heard but the slosh of the oars in the calm water. It was like being on another planet. My best friend was Fred, who taught me how to fish, shoot, and survive in the wilderness. He had a lovely wife and a son, Tom. He's about my age. Fred and I fished every Sunday morning. I remember one time of feeling a powerful tug on my trolling line, and standing up in the boat, I became so excited that I fell into several hundred feet of water and had a difficult time getting back into the boat because of my heavy clothing and boots. Fred was scared to death until I came up. He helped me back in, and I still had hold of the trolling line with a beautiful Dolly Varden trout on the end of it. I never heard the end of that episode. One time, we went over to Lucerne on the boat and shared a cabin with Mrs. Duell while Tommy bunked with his dad. One morning, Fred decided we'd all go up to Domke that day, maybe spend the night there. I didn't know Tommy very well, but we seemed to get along well together and enjoyed the hike. Tommy espied horses, and he suggested that each catch a horse and ride the rest of the way to the lake. Using our gear bag for a saddle and hanging on to the horse's mane, we arrived at Domke in fine shape. We found that there were tents available, and we decided to stay two nights. We had flannel sheets on the beds, which I suspect were aired from time to time, but not laundered for every camper. It was very quiet on the lake, and when I think of it, I always remember Longfellow's poem. By the shores of Gitchigumee, by the shining big sea water, stood the wigwam of Nokomis, dark behind it rose the forest. I suppose the area has changed, a peaceful retreat in the heart of the forest primeval. I was thinking seriously of going back home to Michigan then, to go to art school. It was a very sad time for me when I had to leave to go back home. I'd been away for nearly 15 months. Uncle Carl took my luggage down to Moor on the steamboat, and we waited for the boat. It was a sad and tearful parting. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.